Victor Feria, happy Tangy Talks Day, man.
Happy Friday. Happy Tangy Talks. It's a beautiful day. We got sunshine. We got 57 degree weather.
It was chilly this morning here in South Florida. I know for all you northerners, that's a nice day in the park. But for us, fur jackets are out. People wearing their boots. It's a big day down here.
I got the long sleeve going on over here. I came outside. I was like, oh, no, this is sweater weather.
Yeah, sweater weather. And it's spring break has started. It's going to be starting next week for all the schools here in Miami. But a lot of people have started their college spring breaks. And it has been interesting to see all the changes that have gone on here in Miami and Miami Beach. There's a whole thing about it. Some people love and hate what's going on in Miami Beach, especially. I don't know if you saw it. Did you see the video of Miami Beach breaking up with spring break?
It was like a whole reality show this year that they put together. Pretty clever on their part.
Yeah, I think they said it was like a $700,000 video they created for a marketing plan to really scare away the troublemakers that come here and we're destroying Miami Beach and trashing the hotel rooms and just not doing great things for our city. There were shootings, there was, you know, stampedes. You would see the headlines on CNN and like people waiting to see what's going on in Miami Beach. And I gotta say, I went last weekend where I never would have gone during spring break over the last 12 years, and it was awesome. The beach was great. Everything was under control. Families having a good time. I know there's a lot of businesses out there that are bummed out, especially like the nightclubs and bars, because they're not making the revenue. But for us, we're sold out.
Yeah.
At a good rate, at a high rate. I can't talk for all the hotels, but I know a lot of them are seeing great rates as well. Right. What do you think? Do you want the party, or do you like the family vibes going?
Yeah, you know, me personally, Steve, I don't head down to Miami Beach too often. Obviously, it's a lot of traffic, a parking situation, and that such. So I haven't been personally out to Miami Beach to kind of see everything that's going on. Just this morning, they actually put on the news, like 2023, they put them side by side, 2023 versus 2025. And it was like a complete different change. But of course, you have a bunch of people bashing on it, like, oh, you got to put it, you know, during the nighttime, because you know, the 2023 video was the nighttime. Yeah. 2025 was during the day.
It was like 6 a.m. In the morning. The news.
Like 6 a.m. in the morning.
Mainstream media. Look at you.
So the streets are quiet. There's also people talking about like, yeah, Miami Beach looks great because everybody went to Fort Lauderdale, which I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, it's a lot of craziness. There's like, I don't know. Again, I've only known what I've seen in the past with my own eyes, and it was awful. And I wanted to see it again with my own eyes. So when I left the hotel we were staying using the day pass on the beach and heading back, it was packed. Like, it was not empty. Like, I was going to go down Collins Avenue. So for listeners, Collins Avenue and Ocean are like the two main drags. And it was backed up with traffic and people on the streets and partying, but not at the level of craziness of people fighting in the streets and drunk. And
absolutely agree with you. Absolutely agree with you. Yeah,
I would love to see. Yeah, what I would love to see is for Miami Beach to get back to what it was when I was growing up, which was, I'm getting old, the 90s, right? So as a kid, I just remember Ocean Drive was like the place to be. It was like the C&B scene, the highest end restaurants. You know, like Sylvester Stallone had his bar there. This guy Mickey Rourke had his. Then Madonna had her place. And you had the Delano that just opened, which was like the cool place to be. So it was like all these things that like you got dressed up nice with family and friends and nightlife, but it wasn't like you were worried about getting robbed and murdered when you're out there.
Yeah.
Then you would say, well, Johnny Versace got killed out there on his steps. So I don't know.
Great documentary. Yeah. Well, my memory of Miami Beach was a little different. That's what I was mentioning earlier. I can't be a hypocrite because I too, was going to Miami Beach during spring break and during early release times in school. And I would go over there and hang out and party, and it was a good time. But I promise you, there was no, it was just a different time. There was no, you know, I never felt unsafe or felt like, you know, that there was something that was going to go down, as to oppose, you know, what was going on, you know, 2-3 years ago. My parents, you know, I would, hey, mom, dad, I'm going to Miami Beach to hang out, go to the, you know, with friends on the beach. Never any issues. I'm sure if it was today and I was, or 2 years ago, and I would tell my parents, they would be like, please, avoid it. But So my experience was a little different, but obviously, you know, I do like, obviously, it's our city. We live here and definitely want, you know, things to just
good balance. It needs a good balance. Like, it still needs to be a party place, a nightlife place, a place to have fun and let go. But there's a way to balance it, I think. Right. It's I just don't like, I almost got beat up two or three times when I worked during that time in the hotel. Right. And I'm just like, for no reason. Other than, hey, can you turn down that gigantic boombox that no one wants to hear you playing at this resort? That was one time. Another, they were trying to set up a barbecue grill on the pool deck of a luxury hotel where they surrounded me and were going to like beat me up until I called security back up. So a lot of fun stuff that I've seen, and we don't need that right now. So anyhow, we've talked a lot about that, but I like seeing it. And spring break really is about getting the best rates you can and revenue planning and doing those things. What advice would you give people right now? Like, if it's their busy season and they just have flat one single rate, what advice are you giving them?
Oh man. Oh man. Yeah. That's we got to change from that, right? It's definitely not something that makes sense at this time. I mean, you're helping us with, and doing our revenue management, which you've been absolutely killing it. And, you know, the fluctuations of the rates, and we've talked about here how we not only are looking at, you know, competitors or other hotels, but we're planning ahead, right? We're planning ahead months in advance for this time. We basically depend on these, you know, January, February, March, because we know, you know, August, September, and October are just completely different months. So our success in these 3-4 months really, you know, sets the tone for the rest of the year. So we're planning ahead of time, and you know, we're looking already at pacing, you know, February and January. And you know, if you have tools to optimize your rate, tools or people that you can, you know, get help from as far as like tips and advice on what the rates should be, I think, you know, you should definitely make use of those tools. We have tools, you know, that we use daily, and they're always improving, and they're always, you know, having new, you know, different tools. And we go on meetings weekly where we're like, oh, this is cool. Let's try this out. You know, if you don't feel comfortable, we've done it in the past. I will set 3 properties where we make changes. We monitor them week by week just to see if it's something that works before, you know, we input it into other properties. But man, you've done a great job. Like, what do you think? What would be your tips?
Yeah, it's not a set and forget at all. If you really want to be successful, there's so much competition out there right now. You know, I look at our neighborhoods that we have units in and buildings that we have units in, especially in the buildings. It's ultra hard because you're competing against a ton of other people that don't know what they're doing and just cut rates to the bottom versus setting a rate for everybody to be successful. And then when you're in single family homes that are legally zoned, okay, you have a bunch of other people around that are doing the same thing. And so you have to be aware of what your competition is doing all the time. And so I'm always looking at the comp sets. What are the homes doing around us that are successful? And how can we beat them? And so we change our prices really like 2 to 3 times a day now. It's a little bit obsessive on my end where I'm looking at it, like beginning day, middle day, end of day, just to make sure like we're capturing things. But it worked. Like a night like last night, I was like, oh, we got some openings, let's make some adjustments. And then right away overnight I woke up and saw bookings immediately came through.
Immediately, so, yeah. And we talked about it. It shows 100%. I agree with you on it. And we talked about it last week. You know, I could talk a little bit more on the operational standpoint from it, on how we're just seeing so many last minute reservations, right? So operationally we're staying ready as far as like, let's make sure the properties are cleaned the day of checkout. Let's make sure that, you know, we have the property ready, everything, all amenities, everything is set, because we're, you know, 4 or 5 p.m. comes around and we're seeing, you know, last minute reservations, which has been a huge boost for us. Even if it's, you know, one night or it's 2 nighters, we say, hey, that's cleaning fee. You know, that's, you know, nightly fee. That's more work for our team. Now, what we're seeing is we've gotten so busy that now we're managing our overtime and our labor costs as well, right? That's super important. Like I mentioned, this is our premier time to make sure that we set ourselves for the future. So we want to make sure that the team is ready. Just this Sunday, you know, all of our team completed their 40 hours as of Saturday. So just this Sunday, this morning, we have our 9 a.m. team meeting where we're talking about like, hey, on Sunday, any properties that become a flip, we need to have a set, you know, 4 or 5 team members ready just in case on call that we give them, you know, those flips so we can turn that property around and make sure, you know, we're setting ourselves up for success. So those are the little things that, you know, I've noticed this year. And we mentioned about the last minute reservations on really setting us apart financially. So,
yeah, without those, it's everything's planning last minute now. It used to be like people planning 3-4 months in advance. You still see a couple of those, but most of them are now like in the month for the month bookings. So it's just a new way of managing and making sure that you're ready. But it is our biggest cost for management companies is the labor and then supplies. And so you got to manage those things, whether you're in high season or low season, as well as you can, because that is the difference between being successful and not. And also during high season, just like when we were in hotels, it can get a little stressful because you do have so many people coming that are paying the highest rates of the year that are very demanding. And if you have a good team, they want the best as well. They want to make sure that they have the supplies that they need, that we're, as leaders, you're giving them the tools that they require. And so it can get frustrating if there's things that don't happen. But everybody cares. And so sometimes, you know, they hold each other accountable too much, right? And so it's that fine balance of caring as much without being disrespectful to each other, and everyone cares at the final end to make sure the guests are taken care of and the homeowners are being successful. So, you know, it's an interesting time, high season, right? There's so many things that go on all the time. The more you can prepare, the better. And just telling people ahead of time, like if you're not in your high season yet, same thing we used to do in hotels, we do with our team now, is it is going to be crazy. Mentally prepare for complaints. You're going to get them. It's what do we do when that happens? It makes us successful.
That's a great point, man. And you feel the pressure, right? Like I think the whole team feels the pressure. You know, a lot of like since there's so much going on, you know, a lot of like the meetings that we usually are you know, we'll have in person, sometimes, you know, they have to be cut a little shorter. You feel the pressure on the team. So it's also a good time to remind yourself to, hey, you know, when everything, you know, calms down, let's set up a team outing. You know, we have birthdays coming up. You know, let's set up a time where we could all meet, where we could all distress, you know, release some stress, where we could all talk about, you know, our individual experiences and what's going on. And, you know, you've been back and behind the scenes, obviously, and you know that that's a great time where, you know, guests, our team talks about, you know, specific guests and, oh my God, did you see this? And, oh my God. So those are always good times, just, you know, talking a little bit here behind the scenes. So, but that always is like that good connection, right? That, so definitely make time, you know, after things die down, you know, to bring the team together and remotivate and have those conversations. It's super important. You used to do that a lot in hotels, right?
Yeah. I mean, that was my thing, was just saying, hey, look, I'm aware that things are going to happen. Okay. So I don't want you freaking out that you're going to get in trouble unless it's a giant issue. Right. But things will happen. People will be upset. We already know that's going to happen, especially on the highest high, like, volume days, like New Year's Eve, the Christmas holidays, spring break. I would go in and just say, all these things will happen. I know. We know they will happen. How do we react to them? How are we going to make sure that these people leave happy, whether it's the guests and now our homeowners and our team, right? So some of you are going to lose your cool. Take a minute. Grab your breath, like, especially when I had servers and bartenders and baristas and pool attendants and, you know, retail attendants, all these people across a giant hotel. Like, we have the same thing, but they're spread out. It will happen. Keep your cool.
Such a good tip, man.
And then we'll regroup, right? At the end of the day, what happened? My favorite question to ask, you've seen me do this, is when I go into something like this or a big event or a big holiday, is I ask my leaders, what is going to happen here where we're going to fail? What would happen? Like, give me the worst case scenario. And we would all think of, well, man, this is the worst thing that could happen. All right, well, let's prepare against that happening. And it never usually happened. I don't think I've ever had the worst case scenario happen. It's what we think is happening in our head. It's like, hey, team, what's the worst that's going to happen here? Okay, that's the worst. All right, well, we have all these things ahead of time prepared to block that. I always like doing that. You've seen me do that in meetings recently with some new people that we're starting to work with.
I love that. Yeah, I need to incorporate that one. That's a good one. Yeah, with us, you know, Obviously, you mentioned as far as like what you've done, what works for you in the past, and what I've seen also work from previous years is also, you know, reminding our team that, you know, there's going to be issues, there's going to be guest complaints, it's going to be upsetting. You know, we're very prideful of what we do and our job and our day to day and our work. We know, you know, how well we do things, but just remember that issue is going to have a solution. You know, that guest is, you know, will, you know, possibly will be upset. Let's figure out a solution to turn that away around. But the last thing we want you to do is, you know, take those issues home and let it kind of linger into your personal life. We got to remember that those guests will check out in 2 days. And because, you know, they needed new towels and didn't arrive on time, they're going to forget that. They're going to live their life. They're going to continue on, you know, with their day to day. So just because of that, like, minuscule issue, it can't just, you know, make up your entire mood, emotion throughout the day, and especially with your family. So I tell them that part, that, you know, nothing is bigger than you, than the company, than us. So just, you know, remember that. And, you know, I want to use your tip now, too, because that's a really good one as well. It's all a mental thing, right? It's like, I guess, yeah, it's kind of
like, it's going to happen. Most people are just afraid that they're going to get fired. And so if you can just calm them down, don't worry. Like, we know things will happen. Just don't do it on purpose is kind of the thing that happens. Anyhow, we talk about some leadership here today, some revenue management. And listeners, honestly, we hopped on here. We're like, we got to stay consistent. And usually we have a nice detailed, here's all the news. But, you know, there's so many shows that do that. We wanted to come in here today just to talk about what we're seeing out there. And we're starting to see some new properties come on for us, which I'm excited about, in some great neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And we're really doubling down on our sales efforts, because it used to be a lot of incoming sales, and now we're doing outbound because it's just so much competition out there right now with just single co-hosts and new companies trying things out. A lot of companies have gone out of business too, by the way, that I've seen from the last year. But I'm excited for some of these properties that came on. And I want people to understand, like, the best way to get new business is referrals. Is that what happened with us?
Exactly. Yep. That's, I'd say 80%, 80 to 70% of our business, and it's referrals and it's word of mouth. So, building that strong incentive for our owners, to let them know and remind them, like, hey, if you know, put in the good word to your friends, to anybody, you know, that is interested, you know, we can help you, you know, with some cost and incentivize you with the referrals. I think that's our biggest one. And it shows, like you said, you know, also we're looking into our sales strategies and diagnosing, you know, sometimes you think that the sales strategy that you have can work, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 years, but things change, right? So it's funny. I was in my son's, we were changing schools, and I was with the new director of the school that we're possibly going to be putting him in. And he actually had mentioned, you know, just doing like market analysis, seeing what the competitors are doing, seeing what everyone else is doing. And it kind of got my mind, you know, running. I'm like, let me see what else everybody else is doing, right? Like, I want to know what people's strategies and what, you know, works, what doesn't work. Everything is different. Everybody's, you know, perspective and strategy is different. So it's always a good time, right? It's like something that maybe could be done once every 6 months, once every year, and just kind of look at the whole process. Look at the whole process from start to finish of what a new lead or a new person that's interested in your business kind of goes through for that process. So we're doing that now, and we're paying close attention to that as well.
No, I love it. And I like that we're going to be shopping some of our competitors. So we'll get some good feedback here in a couple of days to see what their process is, because I really do feel like we are at the top end of it. And we've had some clients, you know, unfortunately, that decided to go with cheaper options. But I like that we go on their site and then see the reviews dropping, like you showed me yesterday for some of my favorite properties that I was like, man, I wish we could get that one back. But it's, who knows? It looks like that may be back in our inventory here soon. So it just shows you it really is important who you pick, because this is a tough business, especially now with all the competition.
It's tough. And we've talked about it on the show also, you know, about, you know, newcomers coming in, offering, you know,
the world,
incredible, you know, things, and rates that, you know, can't be matched. And my thing always, and I think you mentioned this to me, my thing always is, and what I tell owners is like, hey, look, you know, I take it as the American Airlines, Spirit Airlines situation.
Yep.
You know, our services and our fees are straightforward. You get what you get. You know, a lower competitor, I can't imagine how they're able to run their business and operate at that percentage. I know what it takes for us to run our percentage.
And, yeah, we're lean. Yeah.
And, right. And we're very, very lean. I mean, you're not driving a Ferrari, Steve. I'm not either. And you know, it's like American Airlines, you book, you know what you get, you choose your seats, the rates are there. Great. You know, Spirit Airlines, you're going to book at a great, you know, rate, but then you're going to be paying for luggage. You're going to be paying for your seats. You're going to be paying,
you know, for everything, for your seatbelt.
Everything. You might not even get service or water throughout the flight because they'll charge you for that as well. So that's kind of like my concept and how I, you know, see that and how I communicate that with owners. So you're listening and you're also having that issue and you're a management company getting undercut. You know, that's maybe a strategy that you can also take because it's real. Like, I believe it. I can't see full operations without cutting incredible amounts of cost running at, you know, 5-10%, which is what we're seeing out there that these competitors are offering right now.
Yeah, not scalable. But it just shows you got to keep offering great value and making sure people understand the value that we provide. And it's how you communicate it. So with the new website, new branding, all the SEO and blogs and sales and the touch points we now have in the homes and how we train our teams to talk with owners and with guests. These are all the things that you have to be on all the time because it just takes one bad experience or one bad visit of a homeowner to the home. And they're like, hey, this doesn't look right. Or they're not taking care of things, which we've experienced and we've tightened up for sure. But anyhow, some positive things. I think we'll be able to share some more in a couple of weeks, but we're getting closer and closer to developing our own project. I know we've probably talked about this once or twice. I can't give all the details, but it is going to be in South Florida. It will be a high-end, outdoor, unique experience. You and I have been walking the area. I don't want to give too many details, but it's exciting, right? I know, like, I can finally see light at the end of the tunnel. That's been going on for a year and a half of getting permits and trying to get approvals and finding money. But what do you think? How are you feeling about it?
Man, it's exciting because, you know, I know the work you've put in. You know, we've, like you mentioned, we've visited the place. We've been there and planned and visualized what it can look like, bitten by many bugs.
and we'll take care of the bugs before people get there.
We'll take care of the bugs as well. But it's exciting, right? I mean, you don't realize how much planning and how much effort there is before you even get things off the ground. It's incredible. I've never been a part of this process, which has been very unique to me and eye-opening. And it's exciting. And I know, you know, you've been part of openings and seen that back end.
Very different.
Man, it's like you take, you know, great pride in what you do, especially when when things are said and done and the product is there and you've put all that together. We're going to look back. I mean, I know you're taking pictures and recording and doing all that back scene of all of the things going on. So it's going to be really cool once we get everything up and running and then we can look back and say, oh my God, like, remember that day when we did that? Remember this when we did that? So I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. It's exciting now. I think now we got the right players in the right seats, right? We have some really good team members. I'm excited to announce here soon. I think it'll generate a lot of buzz. But we are going to be looking for investors. So if you're interested and you happen to be listening to this and you want to invest in a great outdoor hospitality product that is ultra high end, you can contact us at any time here, or you can just email me at steve@tangymgmt.com. And we're happy to chat with you. And then one other little piece of news before we sign off here is the next Hospitality Mentor Networking event is May 6th. Tangy, you're going to be there with our banner and new tablecloth. So we'll look good. We'll be May 6th. I can't announce the location just yet. I gave a sneak peek, but
I saw that.
Next week, I can announce.
Did anybody get it right?
The people who work there. Yeah,
it looks beautiful. It's going to be an awesome.
It'll be a good place. It'll be fun. It'll be exciting again. We've had a great turnout the last four times of 150 plus people. So exciting. We haven't done one in a while. I was just looking. The last one we did was July of last year. That flies by, man.
And that was a long time ago. It feels like yesterday. And it was such a good time, such a good event. I think I told you also, Steve, on the, because we're working with realtors and we have specific, people that we're working with. And a friend of ours, also a realtor that, is putting together her own seminar, and we're, kind of helping her on it. And you just kind of don't really understand, or, take things for granted. And you put on such a show, man, that I was just like, wow, like Steve's got to figure it out, man. So kudos to you for putting that together.
A lot of reps.
I really understand the details.
Successful event. Maybe we do a whole episode on that, because it takes a lot of pre-planning. Again, just pre-planning the flow of event, how people check in, where they go, how will they be entertained, what are they going to eat, where are they going to drink, where are they going to park, right? All that fun stuff.
So many details, so many little things that you, don't really think about until you're planning it. And you're like, oh my God, wait, you need this, you need that, you need this. You make it just feel effortless. I've, tried to help in how I can. Usually you just do it so well that, you've got it already figured out. So it shows, and when you're actually there in the event and you're enjoying it and you're mingling, it just feels so, effortless, just flows so well. So I'm excited. I'm excited again for it. And I think it's going to be another good turnout.
What I want to have there too, as I'm just talking to you, I want to print out maybe like a little poster board size thing of this new project and have it on display there.
Very cool.
That'd be cool for everyone to see. And maybe that's the way to attract some investors as well.
Yeah, and get the buzz. I know we're going to have a lot more details
as we go.
As we go. So that'll be something really cool as well. I'm sure they'll be like, what is this? Project that you guys going on. Well, come over here. Let me tell you.
Let me show you. Come on over. Let's learn about this new beautiful project. But all right, listeners, we do have a company to run. It is high season and it is a Friday with hundreds of people checking in. So we got to get Victor back out there, lead the crew. But it's always good to have you. And until next week, stay hospitable, everybody. We will see you next time. Now, let me cue up our beautiful exit music. See you next week, Victor.
Next week.